Be'ezras Hashem, we are in the second shir of Torah Chav Zayin. We are holding in paragraph Dalid. I'm going to just summarize a little bit, begin with the opening line of the Torah. Ki limshoch es kol ha'olam kulo la'avodaso la'avdo shchem echad, in order to pull the entire world towards the avod of Hashem, which is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in unison, v'kulam yashlichu elilei kaspa muzahavam, and everyone, the subject of whom we're trying to draw, will cast off their gods of silver and gold, their avodah zara, their other priorities, whatever it is they're subscribing to, v'yispalu l'Hashem yizbarach, and they will daven to Hashem levad, only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There will be only one priority, and that will involve not just serving Hashem, but that everyone is serving Hashem in unison, which we'll comment on. This idea is not just a one-time accomplishment that when we do that it's game over, but rather if this happens in every single generation, all of the factors in any particular generation are different, and this happens in accordance with the shalom in any particular dar. Now, we mentioned last time that the idea of shalom is not the absence of conflict, but actually it's something that is complementary, so that that different things in from one point of view might seemingly be opposites, and yet when they are complementing each other towards a goal that's higher than any one of those two pieces, those two things are actually a function of shalom. Now, if shalom brings about the avoda of the entire world, such that not just that every aspect of the world is serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that it's in unison, it's b'shleimus, we have to understand how to reach shleimus. And we went on in paragraph Beis to say that not just that we're going to present a way to reach shalom, but the way. It's impossible other than through ha'aras panim, and we said there was a gersa of v'hadras panim. Ha'aras panim, we associated with Yaakov Avinu, we associated with the Torah, and hadras panim, we associated with the yud gimel midah she'atar nidrashes behen, with something that's, so to speak, I guess you'd say, higher up in the chain, as it were, than the Torah and the presentation that we have it, something that will bring about the application of Torah, but the Yud Gimel Midah Torah Nidrashes Behen. As an aside, we also associate this with the Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim, and just take a couple minutes, I guess, it's a nice vart, and I think that it's relevant. The idea of the Yud Gimel Tikkuni Dikna, the Yud Gimel Midas Torah Nidrash Behen, the Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim, we're talking about these are different ways of expressing the hanhag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, an attachment to a manifestation of Ratzon Hashem at a very high altitude. The way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately manifests his Ratzon, if you think about a Hishtalshalus, an unfolding, like a chain from the abstract Ratzon Hashem at whatever level that is, until it presents itself in this world and through the Torah, so then there's different stages of that process. And when we attach ourselves at this level of the Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim, we are attaching ourselves at a very high level. One example that I've heard that expresses this idea is, I believe Rav David Gottlieb said it, but if it's not exactly what he said or it's not how I remembered, I take full responsibility, but it's a nice vart. I think I've said it here before also. The question as it was presented was, Rosh Hashanah is definitionally a Yom HaDin, and we see that on Rosh Hashanah we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Midas Rachamim. Now, are we asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to abort the point of Rosh Hashanah? If Rosh Hashanah is a Yom HaDin, then practically speaking, how could we ask for Rachamim? And the answer, the way that I remember it, was, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's point, kivayachol, at creating the world? So one expression of that is Olam Chesed Yibana, to bestow good, to give Chesed. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives something, it's the highest form of Chesed. There's another Maimar Chazal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Olam HaShavto, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to create the world with Din, familiar with this maybe, and when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the world couldn't exist with Din, he associated in Rachmim. Okay, we'll address later the difference, the subtle difference between, or not so subtle, between Chesed and Rachamim. But in this expression of it, the highest form that the world would take, the highest hanhaga, would be Din. As a practical problem, so to speak, it seems that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the world would not function in a certain way according to Din, and therefore he associated Rachamim. So which one is it? Is it Olam Chesed Yibane, or is it HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the perfect expression of the world would be through hanhaga of Din? And the way that I understood the Vart is Olam Chesed Yibana. From Din is a quid pro quo. Din is a judgment. Din for people that deserve a harsh judgment becomes negative, but Din Be'etzem, if a person would deserve only reward, then that would be Din. From the point of HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating the world, there was no din yet. There was no one to be judged. It was Olam Chesed Yibana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to bestow good. What is the greatest form of good? The greatest form of good is to give someone an opportunity to be independent, to earn, to be self-sufficient, to be a creator. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, as it were, a system of din in order to serve the purpose of bestowing good. So therefore, the highest tachlis is to give good, to give chesed. The mechanism through which that would be achieved is through din. Therefore, comes Rosh Hashanah, comes the Day of Judgment, and now there is a problem because mitzad us, from what we deserve. On the one hand, there's the Day of Judgment, and that is in this world, the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving to us, this is the Day of Judgment, we have to be judged. On the other hand, the whole point of the judgment, the point that the Yom Rosh Hashanah, the point that the Yom in its capacity as a Yom HaDin is serving, is ultimately to give the greatest good. The problem is that there aren't enough people in the world that are going to be zeicha to that good. So in order to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu's purpose, as it were, of giving the greatest good, we can employ a strict system of judgment, but then not a lot of people are going to be zeicha to it. Or there could be a mituk. There could be rachmim within the system of din and so on. And it will give more people an opportunity to do tshuva, maybe to not get a judgment that will be incapacitating. Right? A person can get 5 years community service instead of a year in jail when he'll be away from his family, away from his from Beis Medrash, away from the opportunity to do Torah mitzvahs perhaps. Right? There could be rachmim in order to allow more people to access this chesed. And therefore, what we do when we approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say, this, we understand that this is a Yom HaDin, and this is the structure which we're in. On the other hand, the point of the Yom HaDin, if we go a level higher, what is the point of the Yom HaDin? It's to bring about the greatest chesed. And therefore, if we can appeal to that rutzen for chesed at this higher darga, this higher altitude, higher up in the chain, what brought about the din, then perhaps we can get HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can appeal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to apply a different anhaga, because if the din were applied strictly, then the point of chesed wouldn't be achieved. And that perhaps is useful in understanding this Torah, is if we can appeal to the Yud Gimel Midas Rachmim, we can appeal to the Yud Gimel Midas Shetarn Drashas Behen, then yes, we have the Torah the way that we understand it, Asuke Shmaitza Libet Hilchasa, but the Torah is an expression Be'etzim Ratzon Hashem. The Torah is Takal Baraisu Bara Alma. The higher that we can go towards the source of what is bringing about the Ratzon Hashem to express it in the way of Torah, the closer we are to that core Ratzon. So now back to our Torah. We start off the Torah with a goal towards the entire world expressing Avodah, coming together to complement each other towards the service of Hashem to bring about a recognition and a gilui towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is in accordance with the Shalom. Shalom is a complementary, unified system where everything is complementing each other. How do we bring about that Shalom? Through Torah, through Ha'aras Panim. And Hadras Panim, the Hadras Panim, if you will, is the Yud Gimel Midas Shatorah Drashas Behen. This is the engine, the building blocks of how we are going to bring about an expression of Torah. That's what we're holding. Paragraph Dalet, Lefi Hizdachos Chachmasai Bishleishis Rei Midas Elu Anal, to the extent that we could purify this Chachma, this understanding, our attachment at the level of the Yud Gimel Midas, Kein Hizdachos Kol Rina, so we will also purify the Kol Rina, the voice of song, which we are going to associate for now with Tefillah. We quoted earlier a Gemara based on a pasuk via Darta Pnei Zaken. So Hadarta Pnei is going to be Hadras Panim associated with the Yud Gimel Midas Zaken. We said Zek Kana Chachma. This is Chachma. This is the Yud Gimel Midas Taira. That's what the Zaken is. However, also Zek Kana Chachma is a reference not only to a Talmud Chacham. It's a reference also to Hakonem Maitzi Kol, to the windpipe which brings out the call. We will comment in a second on the difference in kol and dibur. Dibur, a person learns. They're supposed to bring out the dibur, right? But let's hold that thought for a second. Vized, this is the pasuk in Shir Shirim. Harini es marayich, show me your appearance, your countenance, your hadras panim. Ze bechinas hadras panim, bechinas zaken kanal. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, as it were, attached to me at this point. Bimizdakech v'chachma, show me your countenance, your hadras panim. Hashmi ini es koilech, is the continuation of the pasuk, let me hear your koil, because it comes together. Ki hakol lafi achachma shel drushei Torah, to the extent that one attaches themselves to the yud gimel midah shel Torah nedrashes behen, lafi aseichel shel shloishes rei midais shu darish behemes haTorah, in accordance with the seichel, with the chachma that a person attaches to the yud gimel midah Torah, to this Ratzon Hashem, to that extent, the koil, the voice, is purified. Vizehu dirshuni vichyu. This is that if you darshin me, then you will live, then you will be attached. Tefillah is an attachment to Kodesh Baruch Hu, but to the extent that you darshan the Yud Gimel Midos, you will live. You will be attached to Elohim Chaim. You will be attached to the source. You will be attached to the vibrance, to the energy. Ki achachma, because this attachment to chachma, which we're associating now with Hadras Panim, with the Yud Gimel Midos Hatayra, a rise of a Kodesh Baruch Hu Chadhu, to Chayas Baalea, this gives us a attachment to Chayim at the source, and Chayas Baalea, perhaps we could say also Baalea is the one who acquires it, the owner of Bailim, right? That when one owns the Chachma, what does this mean? That one adopts HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way of thinking as his way of thinking. He doesn't take the Torah and apply it to what he wants. He molds his mind to the Torah. The Torah is the godly wisdom. The Torah is the MS. The Torah is the blueprint of the world. We don't have to take principles of Torah and apply it for our purposes. What we need to do is find ourselves in the Torah, understand ourselves in the context of the absolute truth. Now, just to make one point, which is consistent with the way that we're addressing the Yud Gimel Midas HaTorah, Midas HaTorah Drash Behen, and Kail at this higher source, I'm going to quote from Likutei Halachos in Chayshin Mishpat Hilchas Apotropos Gimel Hay. But just to note, this idea of the Kana, we actually addressed it in a little bit different terms all the way in Reno. We're talking about Chazanim and Song in Torah Gimel, so I could look deeper into it to see how they may go together. It seems to be we're addressing a little bit differently now, but we're going to allow this Torah to stand on its own. When it comes to Koil and Dibur, there's voice and then there's words. So what is the difference between voice and words? Perhaps we can say, not my vart, the voice, on one hand, is really much closer to the source. If a person is emotional, they're hysterical, l'tayvu l'mutav, in any direction, they might not be able to articulate words. You go ask somebody what's bothering them. If they're super emotional and they're crying and the voice is coming out, in one sense, you have a very clear picture of what they're feeling at the time. On the other hand, they can't articulate. They could say, come close. They could say, I need help. They could scream out, and on the other hand, they're unable to express it. When the person translates that emotion, that call, into words, on one hand, it is expressive. It brings it down into something that's able to be communicated. On the other hand, it's a limitation, because now you're taking raw emotion and you're translating it into the words, into something that's specific, that has a gedarim. Therefore, comes along Kutei Halachos, he says, Torah Shebal Peh, hu b'chinas dibur. Torah Shebal Peh, we take the principles of the Torah and we translate them into Mishnayos, into Gemara, into principles. We can be Madama Milsa La Milsa. We can compare, contrast, we can come up with a Shulchan Aruch. It's able to be applied, it's able to come up with the halacha. Bechinas malchus peh, Torah Shebal Peh Karin La, because it's Malchus. Now we can reflect in the world Ratzon Hashem. Ki Torah Shebachsav, v'Torah Shebal Peh him v'bechinas kol v'dibur k'yadua. So we're associating Torah Shebal Peh with Dibur, but the Torah Shebachsav, which on one hand we can say is closer to the source, right? This is the source of all of the principles. The what was given at Sinai, mamish, the Dibur, the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were. And yet, this is we need a Torah Shebaal Peh to come flesh it out, to explain to us what are the Gedarim of Shabbos, right? There are certain halachas that are totally kisara. It's a mountain, but it's like hanging on a hair. What are all of the halachas? You look in all the halachas of Shabbos, a very big chelek in Mishnah Berurah. How many words are there in the Chamisha Chumshei Torah that explain the halachas? V'tzorach l'kashrim l'yachim b'kesher amitz. So we need to align them. The koil needs to be accurately expressed by the dibur to bring about what that koil says. Kizeh ikar b'chinas ha'yichud li'yached u'l'chaber ha'kol v'adibur kanal. This is the ultimate yichud where we can have a perfect alignment and expression of the koil being expressed by the dibur. Hanu ki ha'Torah shebichsav hi'adayim b'chinas koil. The Torah shebichsav, the five books, as it were, the Tanakh, but the Chamisha Chumshei Torah is a b'china of koil. It says, come close to me. We have the Ratzon Hashem, but we don't yet have the way it could be communicated, the application. We have the idea of come close. We have the voice. We have the crying out, but it's not yet communicated in how to apply it. Shuhu Shairish Hadibur. The Kail is the Shairish of Dibur. The Shusharish Hadibur, Shuhu Torah Shebaal Peh, right? The Torah Shebaal Sav is the Sherish of the Torah Shebaal Peh. She Megalon called Protedina Tarech Lisnaik B'chol Mitzvah, and the Torah Shebaal comes along and tells us the application. Shu Iker Hadibur Megala Rotzen Shebalev. Okay, and he goes on. But what do we see that Likutei Halachos is explaining to us? That when it comes to a fully packaged, a fully loaded expression, there's a kol, there's the expression, right? Even words, you could say what? You could say what? Right? Depending what you say, the voice behind them, the voice is really expressing the ratzin, and yet in order to communicate it, you need the dibur. So, but what is more raw? What's an attachment to the source that really is the contains the emotion? That's the kol. And therefore, we go into paragraph hey. This is dakhus at the level of the yud gimel midas rachamim. This refinement of the kol, paragraph hey, kishen is dakhich kolo, when we attach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, davik to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at this higher place in the chain, so to speak. The yud gimel midas shatar nidrashis behen, az aideh hashmas kolo levad, below dibor, then with even the hashmas kol, the expression of the voice, without a dibor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshio Be'ez Tzaraso. We can connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a Mila and a Chisaron. There's a certain Mila at which time the Kol and the Dibur connect. However, we're not there yet. But in the Maisa Mashiach, there will be a fully full Zivug. There will be a full expression. The way the Rav Chaim Kramer says it, that the state of things with the arrival of Mashiach, when the entire world will serve God in unison, when the Kol and the Dibur, the Malchus, all of creation will be expressing that Kol, we're not there yet. However, in order to attach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the level of Dibur, the level of this world, the level of Hanhaga, does not always seem reflective and expression of Ratzon Hashem, we can attach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that higher place. And when we do that, we can express that B'tayrus HaKol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will hear that call, and he will give us a Yeshua as we need it. B'bechinas Vayar Batzar Lahem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the Batzar Lahem when they were oppressed, B'shamo Esrinasim, when he heard their song, their voice, Ayidei Shmias Kailai, and specifically the call, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Roya Mi Shemetzer Lo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw who or what was oppressing the Yidin, Ezeu Akum Metzer Lanu. We said this earlier, that a function of Shalom was to cast off the Elilei Kesef and Zav. So whatever of these outside forces, over here he relates it to the Akum, was oppressing the Yidin. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears our attachment, our association, our alignment with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe down here we're not there yet. This world, our Anhug is not expressing it, but when we can reach at a level higher and align at the level of this kol, and we can attach ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Hashem says, don't worry, my son, you don't have to express it. I understand that there's problems, we're not there yet, but sometimes you just have to cry. You know, perhaps we can say, I don't know, it's Al Chaziz, I'm sure there's Tyrant in terms of the Shofar, there's no words. Sometimes, like, don't speak. Right? I hear what you're saying. At this level of kol, we can attach to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and a Kaddish Baruch Hu will save us, because at that level, there's nothing, it's a hizdachlus, it's a purification. There's none of these other things that can't be expressed to get in the way. V'zehu, and this is expressed by Berheitev, it's a pasuk by Dvarim, v'chasavta alavonim as kol divrei ha-Torah zois Berheitev, that a Kaddish Baruch Hu said to Moshe that he should write out the Torah b'shivim lashon in 70 languages. Be'er heitev, be'er is to explain, the 30, as relate in our Torah, the 13 meter shatar and dresh behen. Heitev, this will be a tikkun, this will be a fix, this will be like the kol rina, she'perushim udrushay Torah, that the yud gimel midas, the explanations of the Torah that are explained, mishamisham taitas akol, it's at that level, this is where the kol comes from. Al yodam heitev lanu b'chol al lashonos b'chol akum. All of these other things, as it were, that can get in the way, they can be rectified. Sometimes we look around, and perhaps I'm suggesting, whether it's our life, certain things in our lifestyle and hugga, certain things we get involved in, they're not really in line with our ruts and where we want to be. Sometimes we have to, we have no way out. So what do? We climb a level above. We try to get in touch with our actual ruts and our actual alignment with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe I'm using a little bit of poetic license, but I think it reads beautifully into the words. What do we do when at the level of this over here, the 70 languages, the other nations, each nation with its own characteristic, its own priority, its own limited aspect, each one with its own malach, its own koach, and those things are pulling us over here in all different directions. What do? We go a level above, and when we access HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Davuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the level of the Yud Gimel Midos, all of those other from the top looking down, all of those things just flow away, fall away. It becomes like this, that we're able easier to access, to get ourselves closer to Shalom. Bechinas b'shamay esri nasim, when he heard their song, Rashi Teivais, b'shamay esri nasim, beiz aleph reish is ba'er, hu lashon perush udrush, that this is when he heard their voice, it's a lashon of hearing the ba'er is to explain the in terms of the Yud Gimel Midos. Okay, paragraph Vav, we're actually going to take a step back. So we saw that in order to bring the entire world to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that requires Shalom. In order to reach Shalom, we need Aris Panim and a really Hadras Panim. Aris Panim representing Yaakov, representing Tyra. Hadras Panim being the represented by the beard, but the Yud Gimel Midos Shatar and Drashas Behen. And when one purifies the level of Chachmat, the level of the Yud Gimel Midos, then this also purifies the Kol, which we said is also a function of Tefillah that we could attach to a Kaddish Baruch Hu to bring about a Yeshua. Back to Hadras Panim Hanal. Paragraph Vav, Yev Shalavu El Alidei Tikkun HaBris. Now he doesn't at least immediately explain why Tikkun HaBris, but he will bring sources to show that this is true. Bebechinas Hod V'Hadar Lefanav. So Hadar Lefanav is Hadras Panim. So what's Oz? Kishe Oz V'Ched V'Bimkomo. It said the pasuk says in Devarei Yom Hod V'Hadar Lefanav Oz V'Ched V'Bimkomo. Oz, Shu Bris HaNikra Boaz. The word Oz, or strength, is going to be associated with Tikkun HaBris, with strength in that area, Bo-Oz. The Gemara explains to us how Boaz had an unbelievable amount of strength, in certain ways even greater than Yosef HaTzadik, so great was his Nisayan. The Gemara, by the way, for those who might be doing Daf Yomi, is on Sanhedrin at the end of Daf Yud Tes. Rabbi Yochanan makes a statement, Taikfai Shel Yosef An V'Sanusai Shel Boaz. So we can go back and look over there, but in any event, this Hayd v'Hadar l'fanav, this Hadras Panim, when Oz v'Ched v'Bimkoma, when Oz, which represents the Bris, Yisayid, the Tikkun HaBris, which is represented by Oz, by strength, by Boaz, v'hu Ched v'Dematrinisa, Ched v'I guess we could say is gladness, happiness, however you would translate it, but what's Oz v'Ched v'Bimkoma? When is there Oz? When is there a Tikkun HaBris? When Chedva is Bimkomo, it's the Chedva de Matronisa. Now, this is a reference to certain Kabbalistic or concepts in Hasidus. The Matronisa would be a reference to Malchus. Now, we know that the framework, the relationships in the spheres parallel the relationships in the Torah, parallel the relationships in the world. The world is built on a particular Tzurah. And therefore, in terms of the flow of Shefa from the Mashpia to Mekabel, we've talked before, there's Chachma, Bina, Das, and then there's the Teferes, or there's the next six spheres. There's Chesed, Gvur, Teferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod. and Malchus. Malchus is a kli. Malchus is the universal recipient, if you will, a kli, a leis de garmei klum. Malchus is not mashpia. Malchus is reflective of what comes before it. So if you picture what we just said, chesed, gvur, and teferes, and netzachod, and yesod. Yesod, if you picture, let's say, a shape of like a triangle or a funnel, yesod would take everything before it, and it would be mashpia to Malchus. Now, similar to what we said before, when there's kol and dibur, when is there a system of shefa? When is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mashpia to Mekabel, that the Malchus, that the Kli Kibbel, will reflect everything that came before it? Even as early as the first Torah, we said that the moon is like Malchus leis de garmei klum, but when is the moon fully reflective? When nothing gets in the way, when it's fully able to be Mekabel the sun. There's no friction over there in the process. So the Chedva de Matronisa is when there is a direct attachment, when there's a tikkun in the Yesod, a tikkun in the Bris, between the Yesod and the Malchus. That's when there's a Chedva in the Malchus, a gladness, a happiness, that the Malchus is Mekabel from the Yesod, which is a Bechina of Bris. Again, I'm not fully fleshing out how the spheres match up to the relationship between the form of the human body and so on, but the Yesod, suffice it to say, is Tzadik Yesod Olam, it's Tzadik that the Yesod is aligned with the Bris. So over here, again, this Hadras Panim, how does it come about? We're not yet explaining why, but at least, or how, but we're just explaining that it's true. Where do we see that Hadras Panim is associated with the Bris? Hayd v'hado the fun of his Hadras Panim, when Kisha'oz, when the Tikkun HaBris, when the Yesod is Chedva Bimkomo, is rectified, and Chedva Bimkomo is without any other friction, without any other distraction, anything else getting in the way, is being Mashpia to the Mekabel, to the Malchus, v'zeh. And now we can understand what it says by the Shiras Hayam, Ozi v'zimras ka v'ayhili lishua zakeli v'amveyu. It's Ozi Zebachinas Bris, that when they were going to sing Shira by the Yamsuf, it says, Ozi, my strength. This is a Bechina that Klal Yisrael were zeichet to a Bechina of Tikkun HaBris. V'zimras, a song, Zebachinas Kol, because we said that Tikkun HaBris brings one to Hadras Panim, and a rectification of Hadras Panim is a rectification of Kol, which is Tefillah. And what happens at that point when you can connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu from Shira, from Kol, lines up perfectly. Mamish, in the Panimius HaTorah, we see it reflecting in the Psukim, the Panimius HaTorah, Vayilili Shua Bebechinas Vayara Hashem Betzar Lahem, that the Psukim say HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that they were oppressed, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard their Koyol Tzaka, he heard their voice, and that the Yam was on one side and the Mitzrayim were on the other side, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved them. V'zeh, and further, this that we explain, that the Tikkun HaBris merits one to Hadras Panim, Shamru Chachmein Zuchana Levracha, Gmar and Saita, Kisha'olu Yisrael Min Hayam, when Klal Yisrael came up from the Yamsuf, Nasnu Aleinayim Loimar Shira, they gave their eyes to sing Shira. Ki al hayam nizgala bechinas bris, because on the yam it was nizgala a bechina of bris, and we said that bris brings about hadras panim, which is shira or rina. We're not over here distinguishing for now between shira and rina. Kmo shamru chmein zochana levracha hayam ra'a vayonos vayetze chutza. By the psukim, it's pasuk in Tehillim over here, but hayam ravayanos, it's in Halal, if we're familiar with it, that the sea ran away. It says that the sea split when it saw the Aron of Yosef, who withstood his test of Yosef. He withstood his test by Eshes Paitifar, and we see this linkage of hayam ravayanos to vayonos vayetze achutza, that Yosef HaTzadik escaped. And it's just parenthetically, I mean, Yosef HaTzadik was awesome. It is very difficult, I mean, it's impossible to do justice to appreciate the Nisayin that Yosef HaTzadik is going through. Just one line, because it's something that I was personally being mizbeinen on. Yosef HaTzadik, if we think about it, and again, this is my hargasha, you know, by Avram, we see that there was Yitzchak and Yishmael. Yitzchak carried the torch, as it were. Yishmael didn't. By Yitzchak, there was Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov carried the torch, as it were. Esav didn't. By Yaakov, there was 12 Shvatim. Now, at a certain point, without going through the Parashias, a minion of the Shvatim, so to speak, got together. Okay, they formed the Bezdin, and they decided that they were going to carry the torch, and Yosef was no longer going to be part of Klal Yisrael. Now, in hindsight, you know, we have all the Midrashim, and we have hindsight 2020. Yosef HaTzadik now finds himself, he was not going to be part of the Jewish nation anymore, perhaps, as he understood it. It's hard to know what's going on, but at least to understand, appreciate, possibly a mindset. Yosef HaTzadik now was sort of on the down and out. He now was sold as a slave. he found himself in a situation where he found some sort of godless. He was treated very well. And now he found himself in a situation, besides, let alone the unbelievable, tremendous taiva, which we focus on in terms of the actual test of Yisai, the test of Tikkun HaBris, Yosef HaTzadik, now the Torah was not given. There were no mitzvahs in the form that we have them. Yosef HaTzadik had not spoken to his family, to his father, in how many years. From his point of view, who's to know, nobody was looking for him. He was rejected. And the same way, possibly, perhaps we can say, as Yishmael, as Esav. And now Yosef HaTzadik has a test, and it's going to be at the threat of life. Whatever he thought would possibly happen to him, you know, it probably wouldn't have been good, you know, depending on what happened. And Yosef HaTzadik, what it said that he, which is a sugya in and of itself, not that he was going to be punished, not that he was going to go to Gehenim, that he saw the godless in himself, right? The Medrash says that he saw that he was holding by put it being on the Chayshen HaMishpah with the other Shiftei Ka, okay, whatever exactly that means, because again, he wasn't together with them, and he now had to live up to this godless, and he was able to withdraw and hold himself back from this tremendous Avera. Nobody was going to know, there was not going to be any Bizay, not going to be any Busha, because to own up to his godless. Yosef HaTzadik was greater than anything that we could possibly imagine. Vayonas vayetze achutza. So we see this vayonas, that Yosef HaTzadik ran away, and the sea, even though at the time, whatever it means that the Yidden were on a very low level, that they were, that the halolo of the Avodah Zarah, halolo of the Avodah Zarah. Again, this is what the Midrashim say. And the sea said, why should we split for the Jews anymore from the Mitzrayim? And it saw the urn of Yosef, and it went against the nature of water. Yosef HaTzadik went against the nature of a human being in this world. And the sea was split. You know, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's point of view, splitting a sea is no big deal. There's no bigger of a deal than the sea following the general rules of nature that HaKadosh Baruch Hu subscribes to it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can assign new rules. For a person to challenge his Yetzer Hara, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's point of view, Kivayachal, heard of Jonathan Rieti say this once, that's a nace, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not limited by anything. It's just what HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a certain teva. For a person to challenge their teva, from Hashem's point of view, that's a bigger nace than splitting the sea. Okay, so back to us. It says that this idea that we're talking about, that Tikkun HaBris ladders up to Hadras Panim, which is associated with Kol, with Tefillah, and then ultimately with the Yeshua that the sea split, we see Vayonas Vayetzei Achutza Nosnu Einayim. So then the Yidden gave their eyes Bze Bechinas Hadras Panim Bechinas Zakein Ze Kana Chachma. There's different senses. There's Re'iya, Shmiya, Reach, Dibur. Re'iya, sight, encompassing, expansive in the seeing. Shmiya is like understanding. There's, when you hear something, you don't hear it all at once. It would be confusing. There's a Chitach HaDibur. There's a structure. There's a sequence. You have to hear it. When you see something, if you would just see like a little pinhole at a time, that would be confusing. The way to see something is to take it all in as a sight. That's where you get a sense of it. Re'iya and Chachma are associated one with another. So Zek, this is Nasnu Einayim. The Einayim, the sense of Re'iya, is associated with Chachma. Their eyes were open by Adam and Chava. What does it mean that eyes were open, that they saw? We say now also, oh, I see an idea, right? I see, I understand that their eyes were open. That relates to Chachma. Shema Chachma Nemar Leimar Shira. So once they had their eyes open, they were attached at that level of Chachma after the Tikkun HaBris. So then they gave their eyes, and now it is associated with Shira Zebachinas Kol Sheneskala Aidei Chachma. So this we see what we're talking in the Torah, that the Tikkun HaBris ladders up to Hadras Panim, which is at the level of Chachma, Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidrashus Behen, and Kafi, this is also a rectification of Kail, which is Tefillah, which can bring us to a Yeshua, and ultimately, as we get to this level of Torah, this also brings us to Shalom, which is back in the first paragraph. V'zeh she'amru oylelim v'yoinkim amru, that babies said, a baby can't articulate, they don't yet have Dibur, but they have Kail, they can cry. Zeh keili ve'an, this is my God, and I will glorify him. Ze bechinas bris, bechinas vizelecha ha'ais. The word ze, we have a linkage to bris. And va'anveyu zebachinas hadras panim, beauty, the countenance is associated with the face. So we see over here that ze is a reference to tikkun habris, zekeli, attachment to Kadosh Baruch Hu, va'anveyu, that is associated with hadras panim, and ultimately kol. Vizet Perish, another raya from Mishle, raya zaina, is a person who keeps the company of zainas, of people of ill repute. So this would be not taken a bris, ya'abed hain, will lose wealth. However, we're going to reinterpret this. Hon zebachinas kol, that hon is a bachina of kol. So again, we said that shmiras habris ladders up to hadras panim and kol. So a person that doesn't have shmiras habris, they will destroy their kol. Kamosha amru chachmein zachron of the vracha, kabed es Hashem, mei hain. That the Persian should be mechabed anra kadosh baruch hu from one with one's wealth. Al tikre mehaincha elamigroncha from one's throat. And when one does not have a shmiras habris, which is the idea of raya zainais, rachis. Nifgam kailai, then his kail has a pagam, which means that there is a ya'abed hain, the same way that it says that one will lose wealth, but there will be a pagam in his hain, which over here we're associating with his kail. Where do we see this also? We already saw that the Hadras Panim leading to Aras Panim is the Bechin of Yaakov. Yaakov Shamar Briso. Yaakov, also a Kol Kol Yaakov. Yaakov is associated with Kol, but Yaakov also at Shmiras Habris. Kamo Reishis Oini, that it says by his Bechor Ruven that that was the first of his strength. He had never seen Keri Miyamav, the Gemara says. And that's why he was Zeichat Hadras Panim. It says that his countenance was like Adam Arishon because he had Shmiras Habris. Therefore, Zochel HaKol Bebechinas HaKol Kol Yaakov. So because Yaakov had Shmiras Sabris, and therefore that was Hadras Panim. He also had Kol, and this also was that he was represented, we said, by Ha'aras Panim. Okay, Yaakovinu we know is MS, we know Yaakovinu represents Tyra. Period. Next, Umi Bechinas Kol, from this idea of this Kol, one of this purification, this merit of Kol, until Ad Kedei Kach, that it's pure, that HaKadosh Baruch will accept the Kol even without the Dibur, but maybe even specifically without the Dibur. Maybe the Dibur will get in the way, so to speak. Right? Our Dibur is messing us up. Halalu of the Avodah Zarah, Halalu of the Avodah Zarah, but we can get to the point of a purification of Kol with Zoycha L'Shalom. Maybe, perhaps, by the way, this is why there's a gears to change whether it was Vav or no Vav, because we, a little bit, and sometimes we seem to saying that the Hadras Panim ladders up to the Aras Panim, the Yud Gimel Midas ladder up to Torah, but sometimes we seem to be collapsing them and saying over here that the Kol leads directly to Shalom. So we said Shalom comes from Ha'aras Panim, Hadras Panim. Okay, Elshi, yep. So Bebechinas Kol, Zoch L'Shalom, Bebechinas Shir HaShirim, Ashir L'Shlomo. So now, based on the Chazal, this fits into what we're saying. Lamelech shalom shalom, that Shir Hashirim, Ashir Shlomo, this is a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shir Hashirim coming from Kol, a rectification of Kol, leads to Shalom. Ubishfil Zeh, and therefore we see, Tekef Achar Kol Rina Shal Shiras Hayam Zachu L'Shaba Shalom, that after, immediately after, in other words, if it was long after, there could be other factors in the causation. But over here, you see immediately after the rectification, after the Shiras Hayam, after this rectification of Kol, that led directly to Shabbos Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. Kamo Shekasav Yavu Marasa, immediately in the Pesukim, it says that they went directly to Mara. We will see next time why Dafka, the mitzvah of Shabbos Kodesh, was given in a place called Mara, bitterness. V'Shabbos b'Mara Nitzdava. Vizes, and now we see that the rectification of Kol led to Shalom in the form of the Shiras Hayam leading towards the mitzvah of Shabbos Shalom. Vizeh Vatan Lahem Miriam Shiru Lashem. It says that Miriam led them in song. Over here, Chaim Krim points out that it's clear that at Yamsuf, the men and the children were singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So over here, we see that under Miriam's guidance, that the women also were singing song of praise, meaning that all Yidden together were singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in harmony, factoring into how we address Shalom all the way at the beginning. But we see over here, the Rashi Tevis, Shalom, it seems to be an extra letter, actually, because if it's the Shin from Shiru, there's a Lamed by Lashem and by Lahem, and then Vav by Vatan, and then Mem for Miriam, so it seems to be an extra lamed, but I don't know. Rosh Teva Shalom, Sha'al Yedei Shira Zachal L'Shalom, that through the Shira, there was Zechat Shalom. So we start off all the way at the beginning of the Torah, that in order to get that, and really, I guess, becomes a little bit of a flywheel, it becomes circular, it builds on itself, because the whole point is really to get everybody to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Over here, we're talking about serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Shira, but okay, leaving that aside for a second, it's just a beautiful, everything builds on itself. In order to get everybody, to the entire world, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Shechem Echad. This is according to the Shalom. How do we reach Shalom? By attaching ourselves to the Torah through the Yud Gimel Midas. Through that process, we rectify Kail. Through the rectification of Kol, which brings us in line very close to the source, that is how we can bring about Shalom, which will bring about the Avodas Hashem. We'll stop over here, Be'ez Hashem, and continue next time.